over the mountains and onto the Yukon. Good morning with a KUAC Yukon Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Quest veteran Michelle Phillips was the first musher to arrive at Circle City early this morning, pulling her team into the Yukon River community at 3:45 a.m. Phillips was followed by defending champion Brent Sass at 4:29.
Hey, welcome to Circle.
Yeah, thanks.
Another Quest veteran, Cody Straith, was an additional 3 minutes back, arriving at Circle, which is over 200 miles into the 1,000-mile race, which 15 teams started Saturday in Fairbanks. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports from the previous checkpoints at mile 101 in Central, where mushers recounted their struggles getting over Rosebud and Eagle Summits.
The trailer where mushers can get a quick rest is busy. Bacon is hot on the stove. It's a well-deserved treat. They've just faced an early challenge on the 3,600-foot Rosebud Summit. Richie Beatty, returning to the Quest after a 13-year hiatus, wasn't quite prepared for it, even though he'd done it before.
I've never stopped going up Rosebud. I always just keep it moving. Today I had to stop like six times, you know, just take a break for a minute for both me and the dogs.
That's because the previously hard-packed snow had collapsed, turning it into thick sugar snow that sinks in the dog's feet with each step. It's put some racers off their planned routines. Beatty's team was hit particularly hard.
Thought I'd only be here for 3 or 4 hours, but I'll probably stay here 5 or 6.
Other mushers had similar experiences and opted for more than usual rest. Even Brent Sass, the defending champion from 2019, said he adjusted his schedule to add rest at mile 101, though the fact that he passed through the summit early likely saved him from the worst of the sugary snow. While other mushers had to slog through the tracks of hundreds of dogs that had passed through the trail before them, Sass faced a different kind of tracks, caribou.
Yeah, it was crazy. I made it up to the top of Rosebud and there's just tracks everywhere, you know, and we're skirting along the top and the dogs kind of picked it up a little bit and I look up and then just like splitting the herd up on top of Rosebud. It was pretty epic, all kinds of eyes and they all ran different directions.
But as tough as going up is, going down isn't easy either. Here's Beatty again talking at mile 101 about his descent.
Cold, dude. Yeah, and you're like hustling up that hill. Like inside, you're just drenched, right, in sweat, even though it's 40 below or whatever. And then you go downhill for a long way. So by the time you get to the bottom, you're just frozen.
With mushers now out of 101, they head out to the next challenge, Eagle Summit. In even years, the climb is relatively gradual, but the descent can be treacherous on the steeper side. In Central, the checkpoint after Eagle Summit, mushers make a sharp right-hand turn to come into the dogyard. Even after their extra rest at mile 101, many of them opt for a substantial rest at Central.
And you're gonna stay?
I think I'm gonna stay.
Okay.
For many, it's because of the taxing descent down Eagle Summit. Over a hot-cooked meal of eggs and potatoes inside the roadhouse, Jason Campo describes his own ride down the path, which is known for dicey conditions.
Normally, I can slow my team down. I'm a pretty strong guy, but there was no controlling it. It was, you know, there was hard-packed ice, and you couldn't get your brake in, and, you know, the dogs just all wiped out because they were sliding as well.
The former professional hockey player said that he was doing everything he could to slow the team down during the harrowing descents. With a history of serious concussions from his hockey career, as well as during his career dog mushing, Campo was worried about his own safety, but he was still thinking about something else.
More worried for the dogs because they were free falling, so it was kind of tough on them. Some of them got wrapped up in the sled and stuff, so I was a little frustrated with that. You work so hard to train them and keep them healthy. So anyways, nothing you can do, part of the race, I guess.
While Campo says his mind was on his dogs, he luckily had his leader, Olive, looking out for him. During the last runs, he says, she looked back at him every few moments
to make sure everything was good.
Both dogs and mushers will have to be looking out for one another if they're going to make it through the next 900 miles of racing. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Central, I'm Lex Trinan.
Musher Chase Tingle received a one-hour penalty yesterday for replacing broken parts on his sled at the mile 101 checkpoint. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblows Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.